لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، قيوم السماوات والأراضين، مدبر الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الرسل رحمة للعالمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد سيد الأولين والآخرين، إمام المتقين، وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، the time of Friday is a tremendous gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that when the call is given on Friday, rush, fas'au ila dhikrillah, rush to the reminder of Allah. And the dhikrullah, they're referring to the Friday khutbah, because this is meant to be a reminder for us. The nature of this life is that it is testing. There are trials, there are difficulties, there are tribulations. The things that trouble us are sometimes big and sometimes small, sometimes obvious, and sometimes we're not even sure why we feel troubled, why we feel down. But this is the nature of this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. Allah is the one, He tells us Himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Mulk, who has created death and life to try you as a test, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. And bala is a tribulation, it's an intense test. It's not just a small end of the week test. It's like the final examination. It's a big test. It's a big exam to examine you. Like a test, you know, just tests a few things. An examination is thorough to truly examine you. And what is the examination? أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Which of you is best in action? And because of this, the believer approaches the trials and tests, the difficulties in life with perspective. With perspective. One of the beautiful things about our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and everything about our beautiful and beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is beautiful. Sayyidina Anas once said, I was walking outside one night when the moon was full, and I was looking at the moon. And sometimes we don't appreciate the full moon, because in the city, the artificial lights sometimes drown out the natural beauty of the sky, the natural beauty of the moon when it's full. Medina didn't have this kind of lighting. And sometimes it's good to go outside the city and reflect on nature. Reflect on this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Anas was looking at the full moon, and then he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pass by. And he said, so I began looking from the full moon in its radiant beauty and the beautiful face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I could not distinguish which was more radiant, right? Because of how beautiful our beloved Prophet ﷺ was in form and in character. The Sahaba, though, found it strange that the Prophet ﷺ would frequently cry at worldly events that would take place. When his own son, Ibrahim, died in mere infancy, the Prophet ﷺ cried. And Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this paragon of the strong believer, was surprised. But the beauty of the prophetic teachings Sayyidina Umar did not hesitate to ask the one crying, the beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, O Messenger of Allah, what makes you cry? Because he thought, if you have faith, then nothing should move you at all. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, truly, the eyes tear and the heart feels the pain, but we do nothing that displeases our Lord. Similarly, when Sayyidina Sa'd was sick, and he was so sick that people thought he's dying. In fact, when the Prophet ﷺ went to see him, like, you could say he'd croaked, right? People thought, khalas, he's dead. And they said, he's dead. And the Prophet ﷺ said, no, he's not. But then he started crying. And several companions were wondering, why is he crying? Right? And there's many instances of that, of the capacity to feel pain. Why? Because our beloved Messenger ﷺ is the messenger of beautiful balance. And we see in his example how we deal with trials and tests and tribulations. Throughout his life, the 9th year after the message came to him, when they were still in Mecca, that year is referred to as Amul Huzn, the year of sorrow. Because in that year, the Prophet ﷺ suffered two great losses. He lost his uncle, who was like his father. Quraysh used to refer to his uncle Abu Talib as his father. And they referred to the Prophet ﷺ that, tell your son, because he was the guardian of the Prophet ﷺ. He was the one who raised him in his household. He passed away. And then Sayyidah Khadija al-Kubra, the first believer. And these were two great worldly, and in the case of Sayyidah Khadija, spiritual supports, not just for the Prophet ﷺ, but for the community. And it was not just, oh, well, they're dead. Oh, sorry, let's do this and that. No, he felt the pain, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have many lessons in how we respond from this. So when we witness distressful things, whether around us in the world, like what happened in one of the most beautiful countries in the world, New Zealand, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this servant to have visited New Zealand repeatedly on teaching trips there, and have many friends across New Zealand, and many wonderful experiences, both of the country, but also of that beautiful community. And it is natural, and we have people from New Zealand right here in this mosque, in our midst, who have family there, who have close relatives there, who have friends and others, and they don't know whether even their immediate circle has experienced loss. How do we deal with this? The believer realizes that we respond to things at three levels. In our heart, we feel sorrow and pain. But that's not the only response of the believer. The heart has an aspect that is emotional, but we also have an aspect of the heart that is spiritual. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with minds by which to think and by which to balance out the emotional and the spiritual and the practical. So we respond to things with our emotions and with our spiritual faith. And we channel these practically with our thinking. And how do we do this? Let's look briefly at the Quran, because it is the best of speech. It is the best of speech. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us regarding those who are wrongfully killed, regarding those who are martyred. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. Do not imagine that those who were killed in the path of Allah, in the path of Allah's pleasure. And this can refer to those who were in genuine jihad, but anyone directed to anything pleasing to Allah Most High, and then who were wrongfully killed or who died in that state, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the world, says, do not deem them dead. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Rather, they are alive with their Lord and are provided for. They're alive with their Lord and are provided for. Without that faith that gives us life, without that consciousness that there is a hereafter, this world is miserable. But we look with the eye of faith. Yes, we feel the pain for the loss of those who have experienced loss. But that pain is tempered with the spiritual calm and contentment and certitude that we have a Lord and they have a Lord. There's a hereafter. And the merciful Lord, mighty and majestic, is the most just, the most merciful, and the most generous. Yes, they suffered loss. They lost their lives. But they're alive with their Lord and provided for. Right? And not just that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes for us their state. فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Rejoicing in what Allah has granted them of His favor, of His honor, His fadl. Right? So we feel the pain, but we recognize the mercy. We recognize the mercy. وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُ بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ. And they rejoice, and those who suffered loss rejoice. يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. They take a bishara, they take glad tidings from those who remain behind after them. Why? Because when they look back, at their families, at their communities, at their ummah, they see families of faith, community of faith, an ummah of faith. We are people who respond with faith. We feel the pain. We respond with faith. So therefore we are saddened but content. Saddened but certain. Saddened but unshaken. So in looking back, those who were lost, who were martyred, who suffered, they look back and they rejoice with what they have with their Lord, and they rejoice at what they see of the states of the believers that are here. أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And affirming that there's nothing to fear for them and they will not grieve. So that's theirs, the ones who suffered loss, this is what their state is affirming. How do we know? Our Lord tells us. They say, do not fear for us. And we have nothing that we are grieving about. So we do feel the pain of that loss. And we realize we have responsibilities, but we can never be dejected. يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And Allah continues to detail the states of those who are lost. Why? Because for the living, the pain of loss is intense. Is intense. And we should be grateful for feeling intensity of pain, because that is the beginning of mercy. Mercy is softness of the heart. That's the beginning of mercy. If you can't feel, then you're not really human. You're not really human. Right? So, what do they declare? They are rejoicing in mercy from Allah and in His bounty, and that Allah does not allow any of the actions of believers to go unrewarded. Imagine people who went to Friday prayer, the greatest act of worship of the whole week. We feel the pain, we feel the fear that, oh my goodness, what happened? But what better state to die than to die on a Friday, headed, you know, there for the Friday prayer, in a house of Allah, and then for one's life to be taken wrongfully. This is actually, spiritually we see the honor of that. So let's not be dejected, let's not be down, because we are people of faith. We feel the pain, but that pain is channeled spiritually, that we see that this is part of Allah's mercy. And how do we channel it? We channel it through prayer, and channel it through resolve to be strong, both personally, but as a community. And we are blessed communities. Sometimes we take it for granted. I was up at night because I have friends across New Zealand. But subhanAllah, the Muslim Council of Peel, there's a WhatsApp group, and they're going back and forth immediately. There's a press release. They're contacting the police. They're contacting politicians. I felt sad for those politicians that late at night, but, you know, people putting in a lot of effort on our part. So we say, okay, instead of worrying, the believer does not worry. The believer has concern. The difference between worry and concern is worry just leads to fear. Concern leads to plan and action. What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to renew my faith, and I'm supposed to see what should I be doing in my life. At work, I need to be a lot more open as a believer. Don't just hang out with the other fellow Muslims. Share your food with others. Have conversations with others. Be a believer with others. With your excellence of character. You are an ambassador of faith. Renew your commitment for that embassy. Likewise, in the community, give of your time. All our institutions in this community need human capacity, human resources. You may have, it's easy to say, well, such and such masjid, their website is not good. You may be able to help with that. So and so, well, they don't do this, they don't do that. We're not, there is no reward for critics. There is reward for effort. So see what you can do with your time. Give some of your time so that we can be a community that is strong. Contribute to the wider society, because that's part of what faith entails. Faith entails having concern for all living beings. And likewise, support those who are in our community in the service of humanity. Sometimes you don't know how to do it yourself. There are loads of institutions in our community that are funding hospitals, feeding the poor and the homeless. We have counseling services. There's all kinds of services that are emerging in the community. If you can, give off your time what you can, give off your money. And if you've done that part, then after that, what do we declare? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is our sufficiency, and Allah is the best of guardians. Allah is our sufficiency. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. And this is something that the early Muslim, this is from the same verses from Surah Ali Imran. When we feel shaken, what do? Take it. Don't deny your emotions. Don't deny your emotions. Because they're part of mercy. But look also at the spiritual dimension, that this is from Allah. There is a hereafter. There is reckoning. There is mercy. there is wisdom. So consign those. Don't drag yourself down to worries, but channel the pain and the spiritual realization towards concern. What am I to do as an individual with my time, with what Allah has blessed me with, and with my wealth towards the good? And do it. And then after that, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is enough for us, and He is the best of guardians. And those who do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, their affair will turn over into blessing and bounty from Allah. You are enveloped in mercy if that's how you respond. Right? You're enveloped in mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us true servants of the All-Merciful and respond as mercy dictates. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sallam. أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا إنه غفور رحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. So anytime practically you're troubled, right, remember, don't deny the pain. Whether it's events around you or something painful in your own life, don't deny the pain. But connect it to your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your realization that there is a hereafter, that there's a reward in steadfastness and patience, and then consider, how does Allah seek for me to respond actively? And that is concern. Right? That is concern, and that is blessed. Also remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an, regarding the faithful servants of Allah, that إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ, when distressful things happen, and this not only about for death, but it's about other difficulties and distresses, something sad happens in your life, some trouble, some trials. They say, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Truly, we are Allah's, and truly to Allah are we returning. Right? And reflect on that. It's a sunnah to repeat these statements of remembrance. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is our sufficiency, and Allah is the best of guardians. Truly, we are Allah's. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And truly, to Him are we returning. But let's return in states pleasing to Him by seeing what are we to do. And do not be shaken by these things, because this is the nature of this life. Right? There's nobody in life who does not face difficulties. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us strength and lutf and mercy. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad, nabiy ar-rahma, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Rabbana innaka qareebun samii'un mujibud da'awat, ya arhamar rahimin, ya arhamar rahimin, ya arhamar rahimin, ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Fala takilna wal muslimina إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك. Oh Allah, we ask you for mercy for ourselves, and mercy for our families, and mercy for our communities, and mercy for those who have experienced loss. And we ask you for strength and protection and right response, and that we shed all fears and worries, but rather we channel our concern in the ways most pleasing to you, that we respond with faith and with certitude, with contentment, with steadfastness, with gratitude, that we appreciate your blessings and renew our urgency to be true ambassadors of your beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger of truth, the messenger of beauty, the messenger of mercy, the messenger of virtue, the messenger of goodness, the messenger of concern. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقيم